And welcome back now here to Audubon High School here tonight as we get ready for the second half of our 1A district doubleheader here this evening as the home squad here, the Audubon Wheelers, will get a chance to take the floor and they'll host the Cam Cougars here in the second half of our doubleheader action this evening here on KJAN. Another scenario where two teams are not too far away from each other, but yet not all that familiar with each other as well, and they do play in different conferences, so not a lot of things to go by comparison-wise between these two teams. They both have struggled throughout the season. Audubon with an 8-13 record coming in here, with Cam at 3-18, so a little bit more success overall for Audubon. But for the Cam Cougars, they've had their ups and downs as well. A team that's competitive at times, but also can have some trouble scoring the basketball. It's been kind of their downfall, getting a consistent scoring effort out there night in and night out.
I think both of these teams are somewhat similar in the fact that, you know, they're still trying to figure out rotations and things, and the starting lineups aren't always the same night after night. It just seems like some nights you're just not getting consistent play from, you know, different situations out there with different groups of kids. And we've seen both of these teams enough this year to see different players out there to start the ball game. You know, it's just difficult. That's one of the things you try to do as a coach early in the season, is figure out exactly who you want out there and what times. And some kids perform better with different types of guys out there with them alongside. And, you know, if you get them in positions where they're not familiar, it could be kind of difficult early on. So, yeah, I think these teams are still trying to kind of figure out who they are to a certain extent. They're both playing some guys who have a little age on them. You're going to see some guys who are a little bit younger in some cases as well. For Audubon, we've seen Tyler Reboff go from a guy who was pretty valuable off the bench to a starter here by the end of the year as just a freshman. So, you know, they're going to start two freshmen tonight, the Wheelers, and, you know, you don't see that a lot at this level.
Yeah, you don't, and that's, I guess, how things go for a coach throughout the season. If you've got a lack of production in one manner, if you got some other guys that have been stepping in and playing well, then, you know, maybe you inject them into the starting lineup and see how that goes. Rotations can always be a finicky thing, and even for a team that really knows a lot about themselves throughout the season, you'll can see that. You know, a guy gets into a slump, you poke somebody else in there, or somebody else is better, he's an energy guy coming off the bench, and you're always constantly kind of trying to tweak that lineup for the best starting five that you're going to have for that particular night. It's not always the same night in and night out, so we'll see what these two teams have here this evening. And of course, now it's on the biggest stage. You got to get it done or else your season's over.
Well, yeah, you got one more game on your schedule. It's tonight. You know, you get two more games on your schedule if you win tonight. It's just, this is the way it is every now and then. You're always one more game ahead of you, but you got to get past the one in front of you to be able to get there. So tough sledding for both of these ball clubs tonight. We saw what the first game was like. Those were teams that don't have stellar records. Witten-Ralston just 9-12 coming into the game, and Guthrie Center 1-19 on the year, but we had a pretty hard-fought game in the first contest, a 10-point win by Glidden-Ralston, and they had to rally late to do that against a 1-19 team. You just never know for sure what you're going to get once you get to the postseason.
And we'll take a look at the starting lineups here for these two teams in just a moment, also check some other scores for you as well around the state in high school basketball tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future openings. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They are family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 1-800-996-7321.
And welcome back here to Audubon High School here as we take a look at some other scores here for you from action going on around the area tonight. Before we take a look at the starting lineups here for this game, it was a few scores here for you. Charter Oak Ute defeated Woodbine tonight 63-47 in Logan, the first game of the night there at that location. Also tonight, it was AHSTW getting a victory over Clarinda, 77-67. So the Vikings get to keep their season moving along. And West Central Valley was a winner over Southwest Valley tonight, 70-58 in action there as well. Also a halftime score for you as the Atlantic boys playing tonight up in Carroll. And they lead it 25-18 at the halftime break there in that basketball game. Here this evening. So that's a few of those scores. Also another update for you. Kemper Catholic a winner tonight, 63-49 over Missouri Valley, as they will now move on to take on IKM Manning in the District 16 semis there on Thursday. So that's a look at a few scores for you from around the area. Taking a look now at the starting lineups here for these two teams in the second half of our doubleheader tonight, starting off with the Cam Cougars, the road squad tonight. And this will be their starting five for head coach Brian Fogelman. And number 3, Connor Bell, the senior. Number 13, Austin Hardesty, the senior. Number 25, Tate Winther, a senior. Number 33, Tanner Winther, a senior. And number 35, Jared McKee, the junior. That's the starting lineup for the Cougars tonight.
Well, the two Winthers are the leading scorers. Tate averaging 10 a game. Tanner averaging just shy of 8.5. Nobody else averaging as many as 5 points a game for the Cougars, who average 45.3 points per contest, shoot 37% from the floor, 27% from the arc, and 55% from the free throw line. They have more turnovers than assists, and Winther leads them in block shots with 27 on the season. It's a they work hard. They have to work hard for their points.
So let's look there at the Cam Cougars. On the other side for the Audubon Wheelers and head coach Michael Strasco, here's their starting five tonight. Number 14, Josh Lang, a freshman. Number 15, Tyler Reboff, a freshman. Number 23, Mitchell Nelson, a junior. Number 34, Andrew Bloom, a junior. And number 40, Tyree Vogt, the senior tonight for the Wheelers.
And the freshmen shall lead them. Reboff leading them with 11 points a game. Lake Hacker not in the starting lineup, averaging about 9.5. Andrew Bloom averaging just shy of 10 points a game. Mitchell Nelson averaging about 8.5 points a game. Tyree Vogt, 6 a game. They average 54.4 a game on the season, shooting 42% from the floor, 29% from the arc, and 59% from the free throw line. They're also not good with turnover to assist ratio. It's just not very good. And they do steal the ball quite a bit, though, on the season. 163 steals as a team. Reboff leads them in that category with 40. He also leads them, or is second, rather, in their team with assists with 38, only behind Mitchell Nelson's 54. The young guys really helping to push this team forward.
So that's a look there at the stats here between these two teams here, the Cam Cougars and the Audubon Wheelers, are about ready to be introduced here to the crowd, and then we'll get things tipped up for you here tonight. We'll take one more break and get you ready. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic, encouraging you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly, professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give Valley Mutual Insurance of Atlantic a call today at 243-4392. Denison Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Robinson True Value Hardware in Atlantic, serving Cass County for 75 years. Carrying paint for every surface and hardware for every purpose. Robinson True Value Hardware, located in downtown Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Audubon High School. The starting lineups have been introduced here to the crowd, and we're ready to get things tapped off here for the second game of the night for us here at Audubon High School. The Wheelers playing host to the Cam Cougars here in postseason play. Our first game of the night saw Glidden Ralston end on a run and win it 45-35 over Guthrie Center as they will move on. And now we'll see whether the Cougars or the Wheelers will get to keep their season alive. Andrew Bloom will be in the center circle here for Audubon. He'll be jumping up against Tate Winther as we get started here tonight. The Wheelers in their home whites with the red lettering and trim. Cougars with their road royal blues and the white lettering and trim. Cap going to be controlled here by the Cougars, and they'll have it in the backcourt with Connor Bell, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Bell will go right side over to McKee. Now in the corner, they'll dump it there to Winther. Now back out front. Down low, it's going to be Tanner Winther. Flips up an awkward shot with the right hand. He got it to go high off the glass and in. Wow, good start for Cam, I guess.
I'm not sure I'd call that a shot, necessarily. Don't think I saw that in the handbook.
Up top now for the Wheelers on the other end. They're going to hang on to it for a moment. Josh Lang will send it over here to Reboff. Now Lang will load up a three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tate Winther. Austin Hardesty now at the basketball for Cam. We'll hand it off to Connor Bell. Up to the center circle, he'll set up the offense. Bell crossing over, bounce pass down inside. Tanner Winther couldn't hang on to it, pops up in the air and taken away. Reboff came up with it. Now right side, a driving run, and the layup good there in transition by Reboff. And he gets it to go, and it's now tied at two. Back the other way here across the timeline for the Cougars. He'll dump it in the corner to Tate Winther, and he'll pop one up. No good. Tyree Vogt with the rebound for the Wheelers. Quickly, they'll push it up the floor. Josh Lang has it. He'll go up front to Mitchell Nelson. Now over right side, Reboff. Up top, Lang. Now to Nelson. Back up front. Reboff, the bounce pass inside. Bloom trying to find some space. Kicks it back out. Work around the perimeter. Nelson going to drive. Found some space and gets the layup. Mitchell Nelson with the quick move, and it's now 4-2. Audubon on top. Now did a steal here on the pressure as well. Reboff takes it away, and he'll go to the basket. Get fouled, and a shot goes through. He'll have a chance at a three-point play coming up. Tanner Winther will pick up the foul. First foul of the game against either squad, and the Wheelers have gotten themselves energized here quickly. And Reboff at the free throw line can't complete the three-point play. It'll stay at 6-2. Cougars get the rebound, and Connor Bell has it up top. He'll hand it off right side. McKee now goes into the corner here to Tate Winther. Taken away out top by Nelson, but he couldn't save it. He poked away and tried to save it back in, but couldn't do so before he went out of bounds. Cam will get to hang on to the ball. Bell into the backcourt here as Hardesty will catch it. Bring it back across the timeline, guarded by Reboff out front. Right side they go in the corner to a Tanner Winther, who will load up a three ball and knock it down. Can't call that a three or a two. Never signaled there from the official. They're going to call it a two instead. And it'll be 6-4. Back the other end, a steal. They try to shovel it to Bloom inside. He had it tipped away. Tanner Winther has it now for the Cougars. In transition to Hardesty, but he lost it. Pass was behind him. Nelson in transition to Lang, and he'll lay it up in the other end here for Audubon. And we have a whistle as well. The official here in center court blew the whistle. And now is going to gather up the other two officials and talk about something.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Something. We have a timeout called here at some point? Or?
I'm not sure what they were talking about down there on the bench. They're not going to let us in on the secret.
Maybe a bench warning?
I don't know. Sure. I was almost afraid they were shooting at the wrong baskets after the opening tap, but then I glanced down at it, and they are going the right directions.
Lob up the floor for Cam, and that's a bad pass up the floor by McKee as he tried to lob it to Hardesty, who was open, but it was too far out in front of him, and it'll be another turnover.
They reviewed that. They decided that was a three down here.
Okay,
that's what they did.
So Winther's last shot was a three, so they make it 8-5.
Yep, they did change the score to 8-5.
So things have been cleared up there, and now the Wheelers with the basketball here. Reboff going to lob it to Bloom inside. He'll turn and put a shot up and knock it down. Quick turnaround jumper by Andrew Bloom in the lane, and it's now 10-5. Wheelers on top. Tanner Winther going to bring it up here for the Cam Cougars. He'll hand it off to Jared McKee, and he's going to be bumped and fouled here by Josh Lang out top. Reach-in foul, and the first foul here against Audubon. Inbound will come from the far side. Tanner Winther will bring it up the floor. Crossover, gets into the lane, floats one up, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Bloom. Now off to Mitchell Nelson. Right side rebound. Pump fake steps inside. Down on the block. Down to Vogt. He'll turn to the basket. Force up the shot. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. It's going to be last touched here by whom? By the Cougars. So they'll give it to Audubon. Rebound will inbound underneath. Up off the bench. Chris Foos checks in here for the Cougars. As McKee will come out. So inbound now for the Wheelers, and they'll bring it out top for Reboff. Back inside the lane, they go to Bloom, and another quick jumper from Bloom rattles home. Knocked that one down from about 12 feet. And now the Cougars will bring it up here against the token ball pressure here by the Wheelers. Nelson guarding Tanner Winther closely. A handoff now to Foos. He'll stop at the free throw line and kick it across. Bell tried to shovel a pass around Reboff, but that didn't work. Reboff got a hand out there, took it away. He'll run the other direction and hand it off to Nelson, who drives baseline, leans back and banks it off the glass and in. Nice job by Mitchell Nelson with the body control to get the bucket, and it's 14-5. Now Foos on the other end will bounce it across, and a nice hustle by Reboff to get in the passing lane and knock it away at the last moment. Was going to be an easy bucket underneath, but now Cam will have to inbound. Bell will look to send it in. He gets it into Tate Winther on the outside. Off to Tanner Winther. Pump fakes. Now he goes and banks one in. Quick little step around there, and Tanner Winther's got all the 7 points here for the Cougars. Back on the other end, Reboff got to the baseline quickly. Tried to force up a shot, and he was a little bit outmanned there as far as the height was concerned. Had a shot blocked away and taken away by the Cougars. Hardesty off to Tanner Winther on the outside, who pump fakes. Now lobs it down low to Tate Winther. Quick turn, the left-hander, and too strong. Just rolled off the rim. The rebound fought for and taken away by Lang. Wheelers will run. Reboff on the outside. Inside to Bloom. Quick turnaround. No good on the bank. And the rebound pulled down by Tanner Winther. Back and forth we go. Winther down low to Tate Winther. Back outside to Tanner. Pump fakes, and he got called for a travel. Inbound and a lot of substitutions now here before we get the ball inbounded. Lake Hacker checks in here for Audubon. Also coming in for Audubon is Jalen Nelson.
Brandon Flathers checked in also for Cam.
So a few new faces here into the game. And the Wheelers will inbound and work it out top here. Shifting 2-3 zone for the Cougars. Nelson cross right side. Down low to Hacker in underneath the hoop. Has to get it back out. And Reboff had it, and we have a 3-second violation called against Audubon. Hacker was stuck down there too long, right in the middle of the lane. Cougars inbound. Hardesty back to Tanner Winther. Winther will bring it up on the dribble. Across the timeline, backing in, gives it now here to Bell, curling. He'll go right side, fire a pass over to Foos in the corner.
Fired his right.
Lobbed it right at his face, barely caught it. Now in the inside, a nice quick pass inside out. They got it from Flathers to a cutting Tanner Winther, who gets another bucket. 14-9. On the other end, Mitchell Nelson has the basketball. Outside, Reboff will pull the trigger on a long three, no good. Rebound, Hardesty. And the Cougars have it back. They'll run it up the floor here to Bell. Bounce underneath. Flathers had to save it. It was going in. And luckily, Foos tracks it down in the corner. Now back out Tanner Winther. Pump fakes. Back to Foos. He'll pump fake and drive. And they're going to call him for a walk.
Oh, a very late call. Very suspect call also.
Substitution now. Foos going to come out. Jared McKee's going to come back in here for the Cam Cougars. It's Audubon 14. Tanner Winther, 9. As the Cougars have all 9 points from one man so far. Almost a steal here by McKee, but Audubon able to hang on. They'll get in the corner here to Nelson, who will lob up a three ball. No good. Bloom the rebound. Put back no good. Rebound tapped up in the air, and then last touched by Cam. It'll be Audubon basketball.
Yeah, Wheeler's caught a real break there as that ball was batted around. Finally out of bounds by Cam.
Another substitution here for Cam. Bell will check out, and into the game will come Tyler McAfee, the junior.
Yeah, just like that first game tonight, these two teams really contesting everything that gets inside.
Ball knocked out of bounds as Reboff had it. It was poked away from him, but he'll inbound again here underneath the hoop. Into the corner, Nelson. Mack outside, Hacker. In the corner, Reboff. He'll pull the trigger on a three. That's no good. Rebound, Tanner Winther. Nelson came in to try to contest him, but Winther able to get it away to McKee. Now to Hardesty, driving in. The kick out in the corner. McAfee, a quick three try. He knocks it down. That's a way to join the game. Tyler McAfee just checked in a moment ago, and he knocks down a three to get his team back within two.
And somebody not named Tanner Winther scored for Cam. They need to start that soon.
Bloom's going to try a long ball in the corner here for the Wheelers. Missed it. Hacker the rebound. His reverse layup try is no good. And the rebound to Cam. They've got a chance here with 12 seconds to try to tie this game up or take a lead here at the end of the quarter. Here's McKee curling around. He'll go right side. Banker on the run, no good. Rebound came back out to him. He'll try a three. In and out, no good. Rebound and putback is good before the buzzer there by McAfee. It'll tie it up at 14 here at the end of the first quarter. Wacky game so far. We'll have the second quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. See the staff for information on your prescription and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. Their dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Call them on weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon tonight as we go to the second quarter. Audubon off to a quick 12-5 start, but the Wheelers, good finish to this first quarter. We're tied at 14 as we go to the second. Audubon with the ball first as they work it out top. Reboff directing traffic, top of the circle. Drums it here left side, they go low. Volk in the post, back outside to Nelson. He'll leave it for Reboff. He'll elevate for three, no good. Rebound inside to Tanner Winther. Cam up the floor. Winther want to run with it. To the left side it goes. That's McAfee out on the arc. They get it back out top. Now Winther. They'll slow it down. Leave it for McAfee. They'll bring it right side here to McKee. McKee on the circle. Back up top to Winther. The bounce feed down low. They're trying to get to the post. That's Tate Winther. He turns, forces one up, and gets fouled. Tate Winther's gotten some touches down low. Has not been successful in getting up any kind of looks. Jalen Nelson picks up the foul. That's his first. That'll send Tate Winther to the free throw line with an opportunity to shoot a couple here for the Cougars and put them on top for the first time. First one is no good, though. Audubon got off to a strong start in the ballgame. And Cam battled back, trying to take the lead here. Winther's second free throw is good, and that'll be their first lead of the ballgame. 15-14 the lead for Cam, and a steal at center court. Tip and a steal. McAfee, the run out on the other end, lays it in. And the Cougars lead it 17-14. Audubon front court, Reboff on the right side, the head fake. Now the dribble drive into the lane, stops, forces one underneath for Volk, way under the basket. The basket will, well, he didn't get it to go anyway, but a traveling violation whistled underneath against Tyree Volk trying to get to the block. And for Audubon, a substitution, Mickey Williamson checks into the ball game. Pressure backcourt now by the Wheelers as the ball almost stolen away. Mitchell Nelson flashed in front of Tate Winther, knocked it out of bounds. We're just underway in the second quarter. Cam by three. Been a 12-2 run here by the Cougars. Up the floor now, the Cougars to the front court. It's Tanner Winther, top of the circle with it. He'll launch up a three. No good. Front of the rim. Long rebound. Oh, and he went after it. The Reboff got the rebound, ran right by him, and dribbles to the other end for the layup. 17-16 the score. Cam basketball with a one-point lead in the backcourt. Pressure again backcourt as Reboff and Williamson try to force the turnover. They can't do it. The bounce feed down low, not knocked out by Bloom as McAfee tried to get it down on the block to Tate Winther. Ball out of bounds to Cam in the front court. McAfee inbounds to Tanner Winther. Back out top it goes Hardesty. McAfee left side goes baseline. Nowhere to go. The shuffle back out. Now Hardesty top of the circle. McKee long three from the right side is long. Ball taken out of there on the run by Mitchell Nelson. He'll take it all the way to the rack. Force one up no good. Rebound Volk inside. He goes to the rack. Oh, his shot blocked inside by Tate Winther. Ball taken away by McKee. Now Hardesty right side of the lane. Leaves it for Winther. The bank no good. Rebound to Bloom. A little far away from the basket for that one-hand toss. Audubon with the ball and a one-point deficit right now. Reboff front court, back out top, Williamson. Reboff right side to Williamson, top of the circle. Left side, Mitchell Nelson. Now Reboff, top half. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass knocked away and stolen. Bloom from the post tried to bounce it back out to the corner. It was tipped and stolen. Hardesty came up with a loose ball. McKee down low, right side, Tate Winther. This time he gets the soft one off the glass to go. 19-16, Cougars on top of the 32nd timeout asked for by Cam. We'll keep it here during the short timeout. What a difference it's been here the last 4 or 5 minutes compared to the first 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, the Wheelers had all the energy early on here in this game, it seemed like, as they went on a nice run and then Cougars come rallying back. McAfee with those nice buckets there at the end of the first quarter to get the tie ball game at the end of one, and they've just kind of ran with it since then. As you mentioned, Tate Winther's had a ton of chances down inside with some low shots. He finally gets one to go there. Maybe that'll change his confidence around, but things trending positively right now here for the Cougars.
Well, it's one thing to get the ball into a post player. It's another thing to get it to him where he can do something with it. And sometimes you're just a little too far from the basket. If you don't have the ability to be able to back someone down, well, you're kind of in no man's land. Wheeler basketball, they trail by three. Right side, Mitchell Nelson with it. Off the dribble, he'll look back out top and leave it for Williamson. Rebound. Now underneath, Bloom flashing across. The fall away, no good left side. Volk the rebound, the putback no good. Ball taken away inside by Hardesty. Cougars basketball, McKean out of the front court. McKee across into the front side. Leaves it now left side for McAfee. Back to McKee, right side Bell. Connor Bell is checked back in. Now up top, head fake. McAfee, bounce pass low to Winther. Back outside Hardesty, right side Bell. McKee, top of the arc. Bounce feed again inside through traffic, tipped away by Volk, but right back to McKee. Now it's McAfee. Oh, bad bounce pass inside into traffic. Knocked away and stolen by the Wheelers. Too much traffic. Now Williamson gets a long pass in the front court. He'll turn and bring it up the right side and dump it for Mitchell Nelson out top. Nelson will slow it down. They'll set the offense. Reboff right side across to Williamson. He'll leave it here for Nelson. He'll drive the left side. Too strong on the rebound. The shot try. The rebound tapped to Hardesty. 19-16 Cam. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Cougar basketball. Hardesty out top. He'll go right side. Hesitate. Now drive to the baseline. The little jump hook. No good. And a foul over the top on Tate Winther on the rebound attempt. Reaching up and over is Winther. That's his first. Second team foul whistled against Cam. Hardesty out. Tanner Winther back in for the Cougars. 3:53 left to play in the first half. This game's kind of looking a lot like that first one. Tough, tough defense on both sides. Basket's not easy to come by. Everybody playing hard. Wheelers have it. Mitchell Nelson now to Reboff. Reboff right side to Nelson. Now it's Williamson out top. He'll grab, turn, and gun for three. No good. Rebound inside to Tate Winther. Good block out that time by the Cougars inside. Cam front court. It's McKee. Left side McAfee. He'll load up a three. That's good. McAfee just grabbed it and gunned it home. And it's a 22-16 ball game. Cougars on top. Into the lane. Bloom down the left side and lays one up and in. Andrew Bloom down the lane for two, and it's 22-18. And Reboff, ooh, Reboff bumped McKee in the backcourt. No foul call. Now the Cougars get it to the front side. Tanner Winther into the lane. The running one-hand floater is up and good. A little teardrop there from Tanner Winther down the lane. And it's 24-18. Cougars with the lead. Bloom again drives the left side of the lane. They got it to him near the high post. And he just knifed down the lane for the lay. And it's 24-20. 2:40 left to play in this first half. McKee, now to McAfee in the corner. Back to McKee as they work the left side. McKee kicks out to Tanner Winther. Winther the right side, kick out to Bell. McKee, now it's McAfee. He'll fake the three, drive, dump it low. Tanner Ware, take Winther, shot no good. Rebound inside, tapped out. Nelson has it for the Wheelers. Nelson to the front court, down the lane, all the way. Floats one up, no good. It was tipped. Reboff, the rebound is put back. Good, and a foul. Tyler Reboff stayed with it, got the rebound, got the shot to fall, and got a foul called on Tate Winther. That'll be his second. Williamson checks out now. Josh Lang is back into the ball game here for the Wheelers. Take that back. That's Jalen Nelson. Reboff at the line. The free throw good as he completes the three-point play. He's got 9 points here in the ball game, and it's a 24-23 ball game. 1 point lead for Cam. Just about 2 minutes to go. 2:05 left in the second quarter. They go down low. Quick turn inside. New in the lineup, Brandon Flathers. And he gets fouled on the low block, turning for the shot underneath. That's going to be Tyree Vogt picking up the foul. That'll be his first for the Wheelers. Just the third team foul. Flathers at the free throw line, his first one. But I swear that slammed into the front of the rim and bounced up and over and danced in. Flathers, his first point of the game on the free throw. He'll get one more. Into the ballgame also for the Cougars. Tyler McAfee is back in. The second try is no good by Flathers. It's a two-point game, 25-23 Cougars. Audubon basketball. Lake Hackers check back in for the Wheelers now as Jalen Nelson leaves it here for Reboff. Mitchell Nelson, now to Jalen right side. Off the dribble to the high post. Bloom turns the short jumper. No good. Rebound inside. Flathers comes away with it for Cam. Tanner Winther now will bring it up the floor. Token pressure by the Wheelers in the backcourt. McKee, front side with it. 25-23 is our score. We've got a whistle. Ball will belong to Cam here on the near side. Cougars inbound. It's Tanner Winther, right corner. Back outside. McAfee out top to Bell. And Connor Bell will slow the offense down. Bell drives the right side now on the circle. Leaves it out top for Winther. Winther the crossover. He'll pull up from 17. That is no good. Rebound inside. Tapped free and controlled by Jalen Nelson. 1:05 left to go in the second quarter. Two-point lead for Cam. Mitchell Nelson into the lane. The kick-out pass all the way across. Long arms there by Jalen Nelson to save that one. Now Reboff. Left side Mitchell Nelson on the circle. They'll leave it out top again. Right side. Reboff. Nelson, Mitchell, now Jalen Nelson left side. Into the lane, Bloom at the high post. Back to Jalen Nelson. He'll load up a three. That's good. Jalen Nelson for three, and the Wheelers take back the lead now at 26-25. Cam up the floor, get it to the front court. 30 seconds left in this first half. Cougars outside with Connor Bell. Now to the high post, it goes to Winther. Bell back to Winther. Winther the right side, Bell on the circle. Out top, McKee, the step across. His pass, ooh, tipped out of bounds. Hacker almost got the steal. Nice job in the passing lane by Lake Hacker to jump out in front of McAfee and tip that out of bounds. 15 seconds left in the first half. Cougars down a point with the ball. They inbound it. McKee here to the right side, Winther. Winther with it, 10 seconds left. Winther out top, going one-on-one with Reboff. Trying to cross over. Left side it goes. McKee in the corner now. Dumps it down low. It's stolen by Bloom. 2 seconds. 1 second. Jalen Nelson will fire one deep. And that's an incomplete pass. That'll be the end of the first half. 26-25. Audubon retakes the lead here late in this first half. 1 point lead for the Wheelers as the two teams hit the locker room. We'll take a timeout and tell you more about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call, 781-2210. Berggren Real Estate and Auction, for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestate.com.
and auction.com. Give them a call, 712-778-2242. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insured needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rich or Ron today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Audubon High School Gymnasium. The host school playing in the second contest of the night. 26-25, Audubon with the lead here at the halftime intermission. Pretty good first half. We'll talk about it more in just a bit. Earlier tonight, in case you missed it, had a pretty decent ball game in the first one, too. Glidden, Ralston, and Guthrie Center, a couple of teams that hadn't seen a lot of success necessarily in the regular season, facing off in the postseason tonight. And it was a good ball game. Guthrie Center actually led for the majority of the contest. They jumped out to an 18-6 lead early in the ball game, early in the second quarter. They led it by six at halftime. And Glidden Ralston was able to come back and take their very first lead of the ball game at 26-25 late in the third quarter. Guthrie Center retook the lead, though, by one heading into the fourth quarter. But then the Tigers just could not buy a basket in the fourth quarter. They had a 33-31 lead with just over 4 minutes remaining. And from that point on, it was a 14-2 finish for Glidden Ralston as the Tigers were held to just two field goals in that fourth quarter. Glidden Ralston rallies back to win at 45-35. So they had eight different players put points on the board in that game. Noah Borkowski inside led them with 13 points. T.J. Wickland had 15 for Guthrie Center, but honestly, the Tigers got themselves into some early foul trouble, and it really limited their opportunities. They really looked good in that first half, but unfortunately, most of the second quarter, they played without some of their stars.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 minutes left there at the end of that first half, and you had two players that you really needed out on the floor that were sitting on the bench, and it was even longer than that for a while there for Wickland. So tough there for a team to take, and then in the third quarter, they faced that same situation as well. That's really when Glidden Ralston went on their one of their best runs when those players were off the floor, and at the end of that third quarter, they decided to bring player back out on the floor, the players that were in foul trouble just because they had no choice. You know, things were just kind of spiraling out of control for them, and that really made the difference in that game. And Glidden Ralston able to rally and then hang on to the momentum down the stretch.
Yeah, good first ball game that we watched here tonight. So far, pretty good second ball game as well. We'll tell you some of the details about the first half, but you got some score updates for us from some other games?
Yeah, some other updates here for you. As I mentioned, finals earlier tonight, it was Charter Oak Ute over Woodbine, 63-47. AHSTW beat Clarinda, 77-67. West Central Valley over Southwest Valley, 70-58. Kemper Catholic beat Missouri Valley, 63-49. Also, after three quarters of play, it's Atlantic leading Carroll tonight, 41-35 there in that action here this evening. And other playoff action, it's I-35 leading over Clark at halftime, 31-19 in that game here this evening. Also in, actually an update here for you for that Atlantic game, it's gotten a little closer here down the stretch, 3:41 left to go now, and Atlantic just leading by two over Carroll, 48-46, so that one has tightened up. After the first quarter tonight, East Sac County and Otterboard Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove are tied at 13 points apiece. Also, Underwood leads Red Oak 12-6 after the first quarter of play here tonight. And let's look at some of those other local scores here. For also East Union leading Orion Maxburg 15-10 in 1A district play as well. It was Mormon Trail defeating Lamoni earlier in that same site, 52-50. The final in that game. So a few other scores there for you.
Pretty good matchups going on around Southwest Iowa tonight. Some of these early 1A, 2A boys district basketball games. Winners move on. The losers get to turn in their jerseys tomorrow. It's that time of the season. Cougars back on the floor. The Wheelers will join them soon. We'll take a break and we'll get you the numbers from the first half and get you ready for third quarter action right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in Southwest Iowa. Brown Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body in Atlantic. They have several to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Kappel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of the friendly, helpful sales staff. Kappel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale.
Jim Field and Chris Parks, along with the Cam Cougars and the Audubon Wheelers, back with you here at Audubon High School tonight. 26-25, Audubon leading here at intermission. Wheelers got off to a quick start. They were up 12-5 early, only to see the Cougars come back with a 10-2 run to take a 15-14 lead. And Cam led most of the rest of the first half until the tail end when Audubon took the lead. In fact, they ran off a pretty good run. They led by as many as 6 points here in this first half of the basketball game. Of course, Audubon had a 7-point lead early. Hard to believe with all the more points we've had. We've had that big a point swing here in the contest, but that's the way it's gone here so far tonight. For the Wheelers here in the first half, 9 points for Tyler Reboff to lead the way for Audubon. 8 points for Andrew Bloom inside. Also 4 points for Mitchell Nelson, 3 for Jalen Nelson, and a couple for Josh Lang. They're 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. For the Cougars, 11 points for Tanner Winther. He's the game's high scorer so far. Tyler McAfee off the bench, he's got 10. Also 3 points for Tate Winther tonight. And since we've got everybody else with no more than one foul here in the ballgame. Cougars just a point down here at halftime, but you would think that's got to be a bit of a concern, is that you got to find more than just two guys to score your points.
Yeah, it really is a concern. It's a concern for them as it looked like start of the game and nobody else was going to step up until finally McAfee came in there and changed things up a little bit for them. But, you know, Tanner Winther is a nice player, and he does do a lot of the scoring for the Cougars, but they definitely need to get things spread out here a little bit. And I know that they expect a lot more from Tate Winther inside. He's had a lot of looks. Not all of them have been great, but he's had some other pretty good looks that just haven't been able to get down into the hole yet. He's got that size advantage in there. He's really going to be expected to take the ball down low, do some work on the post, and make some of those easy shots. They really need him to contribute here down the stretch.
Absolutely. 26-25. Audubon leading by one over Cam in this boys' 1A district first-round basketball game. We'll take a timeout. Chris will have the third quarter for you. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic today. Perry's Window Service in Atlantic is your professional window cleaning service for commercial and residential windows. They've been serving Southwest Iowa since 1970. Give Perry's Window Service a call at 712-243-2440. Second Street Transmission and Repair, specializing in engine and transmission rebuilding and replacement. They also offer complete air conditioning service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. Second Street Transmission and Repair, 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Audubon High School as we get set for the second half of play here tonight. It's a 26-25 lead for Audubon here at the intermission over the Cam Cougars, and both teams getting their players back out there on the floor. And inbound will come here from the Cam Cougars to start things off here tonight in this second half. Up the floor, McKee will hand it out top here to Bell. Over to Tanner Winther on the left side. He'll try to lob it inside. It was a tough pass for Tate Winther, a little too tall. And it's taken away here by Audubon. Up the floor, Nelson will send it over right side here. Reboff going to load up a three, and he splashes that one straight through. Good-looking shot there from Tyler Reboff to get the first bucket here in the second half. Bell up the floor for Cam. Over to McKee. He'll try to answer with the three off the mark. Reboff the rebound. Mitchell Nelson will bring it up the floor for Audubon. Back over to Reboff on the right wing. 7:14 to go in the game. 29-25. Wheelers on top. Nelson driving through traffic. Kick out. Back to Mitchell Nelson. Up top now again to Jalen Nelson. Left wing it goes to Reboff. Back up top. Mitchell over to Jalen. A pump fake. Kick it inside now. Here to Bloom at the high post. He takes one dribble and dumps it back out in the corner. Jalen Nelson, the pump fake, drives around the defender, rises for the shot. It hits the rim and then goes up over the top and hits the top of the backboard and the backboard support and rolls out of play.
Heard of soft rims before, but soft backboard, especially up there on top.
Yeah, almost stood up there. So the inbound for the Cougars here, and they'll bring it up across. McKee will spin and stop and hand it off now to Bell. It's Connor Bell, Jared McKee, Austin Hardesty, Tanner Winther, and Tate Winther on the floor here for the Cougars. Back up top to Bell. He'll rifle it across now on the bounce pass over to McKee. Off to Hardesty as they hand it off. Now in the corner again. They'll lob it down inside. Bloom knocked it away. Saved by Mitchell Nelson, but Hardesty able to track it down for the Cougars. He'll drive right to the baseline. Forced up a shot awkwardly. Missed it. Rebound Vogt. Mitchell Nelson now going to run for Audubon. It's tapped away from him from behind by Connor Bell. And Audubon will have it underneath. Substitution already here in the half here for Audubon. Is Lake Hacker going to come in? Tyree Vogt will check out. So it's Reboff, Jalen Nelson, Mitchell Nelson, Hacker, and Bloom on the floor right now for the Wheelers. Right side, Jalen Nelson off the inbound. Took a three, missed it. Bloom the rebound, and his putback is no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled on McKee from the front side. That'll be the first on Jared McKee. And Andrew Bloom at the free throw line here for a pair, and the first one's no good. Did have a final tonight in that Atlantic game. They end up losing that one to Carroll tonight. 58-52. A final as Carroll wins it. Second free throw also no good by Bloom. And the rebound pulled down by Hardesty. Cam basketball up top. They'll throw it right side over to McKee. McKee crosses over. Hands it up back to Bell. Bounce pass in the corner. Hardesty. He'll bounce it down inside to Tanner Winther. He tried to shovel it across and is kicked out of bounds. Off the foot of Bloom. Cougars underneath now will inbound with Bell. Bell waiting, bounces it in here to Tate Winther. They'll back up against Bloom, now hand it off to Hardesty. Curling around, reverse layup on the way, no good. Rebound, batted around and controlled by Mitchell Nelson. Swatted towards the baseline and Nelson picked it up and ran it back the other way. Reboff looking down low inside now, blocked away from him. Hacker saves it back to Reboff. Up top, Jalen Nelson over to Mitchell Nelson. One dribble inside. Now he'll dump it back out front. Jalen Nelson down to Bloom in the high post. He turns towards the basket. Took a shot, missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Cam Ball. Some pressure put on here by the Wheelers in the full court. As an inbound here to Jared McKee. McKee guarded closely by Nelson. It's just on the ball pressure. Over to Tanner Winther. He'll dribble across the timeline now. Austin Hardesty over to McKee. Driving right side of the lane. Flips it at the last moment to Tate Winther. And Lake Hacker gets called for the foul. As he reached over the top, tried to poke away the pass, but came down on the top of Winther. So McKee or Hacker will pick up his first foul. First of the half against Audubon. Bell into the corner, will inbound to Tate Winther. Down on the block now, Hardesty has it. Bounce pass back to Tate Winther, who got to the middle of the lane. Nice pass to get him the basketball, and he floats one in.
That's really the first field goal attempt here in this third quarter that really wasn't a force.
Yeah, first one that looked okay there for the Cougars. Now the other way, a long shot going to be pulled up here by Reboff, and long rebound comes out to McKee on the baseline. He'll throw it over to Tanner Winther, who will dribble it up the floor, slow it down, and hand it to Bell. Bell out front, guarded closely by Reboff, as the Wheelers go a little more man-to-man right now. Winther hand is off here to Bell. He'll curl inside, kick back outside. Hardesty pump faked on the shot. Now drives, spins in the middle of the lane, lost his footing and fell down. And then he's tied up. And it's going to be
Audubon basketball on the air. Foose will check in. Jared McKee checks out here for Cam. Wheeler basketball, they lead it by two, 29-27. Up the floor to Reboff on the left wing. Over now to Jalen Nelson. Now Mitchell Nelson. Back up top, Reboff to Mitchell Nelson, driving right side. Slices through defenders. Got up there for a shot on the block. Shot was blocked. And they're going to call, Well, they are going to call it against Cam underneath. They're going to call it on the floor. So Tate Winther will pick up his second foul. He'll check out. They're going to bring Brandon Flathers back in. That's the third foul, actually, on Tate Winther now. Inbound pass here for the Wheelers, and Reboff has it. He'll dump it up top now across over to Jalen Nelson. Back to Reboff. Reboff out front, almost had it poked away. Gets it back and hands it off. Here's Nelson to Mitchell Nelson. Up front, Reboff to Bloom at the free throw line. Now back outside on the kick out to Mitchell Nelson for three. No good. Andrew Bloom the rebound. One dribble and back up with the putback try. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tanner Winther. Cougars the other way. Crossing over, stopping and firing just inside the arc as Winther well short. Rebound pulled down by Jalen Nelson. He's going to run all the way to the other end. The left-hand layup, good. Wow, he got cannon shot underneath him that time up the floor.
Where's he hide that rocket pack under that jersey?
Now the other end, Austin Hardesty is going to fly in on the right side and get a layup. He banks it home right back at him. 31-29, so a two-point lead for the Wheelers. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Here's Bloom. He tried to kick it out, and he was looking for the pass out to Mitchell Nelson, but he wasn't there, and it goes back over to the Cougars. So Tanner Winther will inbound. It's McAfee back in now here for Cam, and he'll take the inbound. Get it right back to Tanner Winther, who is trapped for a moment. Back to McAfee. He'll bring it across. Up the floor here to Foose. Now back to McAfee. Hardesty at the top of the key. Bounce pass down low to Tanner Winther. Tipped and stolen. Lake Hacker came from the other side. Stole it away. All the way to the other end of the floor. And he's going to be fouled here on the floor before he got a shot up. Foul going to be whistled against McAfee. So McAfee will pick up the foul. Now the inbound pass here for the Wheelers. Nice look down low. Jalen Nelson got it to Lake Hacker behind the defense, and he gets one off the glass and in. Not sure how they left that passing lane open. Now McAfee breaks pressure and gets it over to Hardesty left wing for three. It's a little bit too strong. Rebound high to Reboff. Now he's going to run. He'll go the other way. Pounce across to Jalen Nelson. Shot up, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here for two shots.
Well, I've been using its speed now to get up and down the floor.
Foul going to be whistled against Foose. That'll be his first. And back to the free throw line. Here we go. Jalen Nelson with a chance. First free throw is good. Substitution. McKee back in. Hardesty out here for Cam. One more free throw coming now here. And that is up and in and out, no good by Nelson. He missed the second. Now up the floor quickly in transition. Cam going to try to run. Foose has his shot blocked though by Bloom. Now Reboff, he's going to run the other way. All the way in, layup, hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound, batted around, still batted around. And now McKee finally comes out of the pile with it. Bounce pass off to Winther, and then a reach-in foul here on Reboff as he tried to take it back from him. And we're going to have a full timeout coming here from the Cam Cougars here as well. 1:34 to go, third quarter, 34-29, Audubon on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Element 102 Graphic Design in Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design, 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon T's on Main Street in Griswold.
Dow Drug, your Health Mart pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center or give them a call at 800-551-3693. And give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today, 243-3330.
Welcome back here to high school basketball on KJN. It's a 34-29 lead here for the Audubon Wheelers against the Cam Cougars here in this boys' 1A district playoff matchup. Inbound pass for Cam out of the timeout as they'll inbound into the backcourt here to Jared McKee. They'll bring it up here against Jalen Nelson. Spinning, goes in the lane, lobs it down low. Flathers has it. He'll kick it in the corner. Tanner Winther loads up a three ball, no good. Long board controlled by Hacker for Audubon. Now they're going to run again. Here's Reboff in transition. Decides to pull it up, gives it to Mitchell Nelson. He'll force it inside. A low bounce pass. He was looking to get it to Hacker, and then we have an offensive foul call. That's going to go against Mitchell Nelson after the pass. So Mitchell Nelson will pick up his first. Third team foul here of the half against the Audubon Wheelers. Inbound pass, and Tanner Winther will throw it up ahead here to McKee, and he's fouled. Blake Hacker came flying in trying to reach at the basketball. He'll pick up his second, and now we have four team fouls here against the Wheelers. Minute two left to go, third quarter. Five-point lead for Audubon. Inbound, Jared McKee will get it in, give it to McAfee. Now Tanner Winther in the corner. Up top back to McKee. Now McAfee in the corner. Back to McKee. He'll pump fake and drive into the lane. Floats one up. Fouled by Jalen Nelson. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Really didn't have much of a chance of making that shot, but he decided to force it up anyways with the contact.
He had about a half a step, though, so he was able to get himself into that lane first. Figure, why not? Give it a shot.
So McKee rattles home the first free throw. That was the second foul on Nelson. And we have five team fouls as well now here against the Wheelers. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Rebound to Bloom. And now a reach-in foul here by McKee afterwards as he tried to get it back. That's just a frustration foul there from Jared McKee as he'll pick up his second. That's team foul number five as well against Cam. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Reboff has it for the Wheelers now right side. He'll give it up top and they'll swing it over to Mitchell Nelson. Back to Reboff. Now Jalen Nelson. Bloom sliding down the right side of the lane. Gets the pass. Banks it. Too hard off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away. Hacker had it, but he traveled with it. He tried to save it before he went out of bounds. Looked like he might have been on the sideline as well. So the inbound here will come now for Cam with 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. McKee will get it, gets stuck along the sideline, has to force it up ahead here to Foose, and Lake Hacker going to get called for another reach-in foul as he got in there too close and bumped him, and that'll be number three on Hacker.
Well, I swear, like a minute and 10 seconds ago, they just had one foul against them here in the second half, and all the Wheelers all of a sudden have six.
McKee will inbound here in the corner to Flathers. He'll hang on to it. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Back up top, Tanner Winther. Winther up top against Reboff. Gets a double screen. Goes left. Hands it off now to McAfee. McAfee to Flathers. Back over to Tanner Winther. Crossing over. Poked away by Reboff. Stolen. Crosses over. Gets to half court and launches one. And it's just off the front of the rim. Almost knocked that one down. 34-30. Audubon leading after three. Back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, best friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Daryl's Place in Hamlin. Eye Associates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Well, off to the fourth quarter we go. 34-30, Audubon with a four-point lead over Cam. Cam with the basketball as we start this fourth quarter. McKee has it in the front court. He'll work it out top and set up the offense. He picks up the dribble and fires it across here near side to Tyler McAfee. Now down low. Nice head fake by Flathers. He goes to the rack. Can't hit the little jump hook. Nice head fake to get Bloom off his feet, but he couldn't hit the little shot inside. Rebound to the Wheelers. Jalen Nelson now with it front court. Down low Tyree Volk in the post. Back to Nelson. He'll drive the short pull-up jumper on the baseline is good. Jalen Nelson with a basket down along the baseline. It's 36-30 Wheelers. Cam ball backcourt. Tanner Winther trying to work it up the floor. Breaks pressure. Gets it to the front court now. Winther picked up by a Reboff out top. We got a 5-second violation. Yes, the officials thought he was guarded closely enough and didn't move the basketball, so they're going to turn the ball back over again to Audubon. Connor Bell back into the Cougar lineup. They get into the high post now. Bloom, Reboff. He'll load up a three from the outside. That's no good. Rebound skims the rim. It's picked up on the baseline there by Winther. Now up the floor, McKee going to dribble it across the timeline. Up the right side, bounce pass into traffic, tipped and stolen by Bloom. Reboff up ahead to Bloom on the run. Bloom can't finish. Rebound taken by McKee. He ends up on the floor. We got a foul call against the Wheelers. McKee got the board off the floor, tried to turn and run it up ahead. He didn't get more than a step away before he ran into his... Who did he run? Oh, they called it on Lake Hacker. That'll be his fourth.
Oh, wow.
I did not see Hacker in the immediate area, but obviously he was right there. So McKee goes to the other end. This is bonus time now for Cougars as McKee makes the first. Oh, these are big free throws now as the Wheelers aren't in the bonus yet. Cam still has one more foul to give. 6:49 left in the fourth quarter. First free throw by McKee is good. Second try coming, and that is also good. So he makes them both. 36-32, Audubon by four. They have the ball. Mitchell Nelson front court. Now it's Jalen Nelson. High post Bloom. Back outside Reboff. 2-3 zone by the Cougars. Mitchell Nelson here on the right side. Back out top. They swing it left side. Now to Reboff. Reboff tries to drive into traffic. Nowhere to go. Mitchell Nelson has it. Right side dribble drive through traffic. Scoots and banks one home. Tough angle. But a nice effort there by Mitchell Nelson with a basket. 38-32, a six-point lead again for the Wheelers. McKee breaks pressure now, gets it to the front court, down the lane, kicks it across to McAfee. He'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound inside to Bloom for Audubon. All the way up the floor now. Quick pass, Reboff, right side, back across. Jalen Nelson, the drive. The shot no good through traffic, and the rebound taken by Bell underneath for Cam. Now McKee wants to get it to the front court. And a foul. Jalen Nelson out near center court as McKee cut across. Jalen Nelson, the reach in, and that's just free point opportunities. Freebies there for the Cougars. It's a bad foul out near center court. That'll send McKee to the line to shoot the bonus again. Tate Winther back in now for Cam. Hardesty also checks back in. The front end of the bonus by McKee is good.
Yeah, those are the kind of fouls, no matter what the situation is, it'll drive a coach crazy. You're all the way out in your center court. You have no threat of scoring the basketball, and you just do a little reach-in, ticky-tack type of foul.
One more free throw coming here by McKee. That one's no good. Off the back iron. Rebound hits the floor. Picked up by the Wheelers. 38-33, a five-point Wheeler lead. Audubon basketball. Reboff out top. Working to the high post. Bloom in the lane. Down the left side. The bank shot good. He uses his long arms and keeps the ball up high. He's got 10 points, and it's 40-33 Audubon. Bell up the floor, pass to Hardesty, knocked out of bounds by Jalen Nelson. Ball will belong to the Cougars. Into the basketball game, back in is Tyler McAfee. The inbound right side, taken there by Winther. He'll drive into the lane, lost it momentarily. Back outside to Hardesty. Top of the circle, McAfee. Now Bell. Bell with it. Back to McAfee. He'll try the three, and it's good left side. Tyler McAfee drains the triple. And it's 40-36. Reboff, right corner now with it. Picks up the dribble. His pass is stolen. McAfee the steal. McAfee wants to run up the floor. Now he's going to slow it down and bring it out. Top of the circle, Hardesty. Down the lane, the scoop. Good. Austin Hardesty with a basket. It's a two-point game, 40-38. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Bloom in the lane, right side. He'll drive the lane. This one won't go in. He got to the rack. It rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound by Winther. Tanner Winther to the front court. McKee, or rather Bell, left side corner for three. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by the Cougars. Boy, chance to put Cam back in front there from the corner by Bell. He couldn't get it to fall. 4:44 left to go. It's a two-point Audubon lead. Wheelers have the basketball. Reboff now with it, right wing. Back out top, it's Nelson. Left side, Mitchell Nelson. Reboff has Jalen Nelson now on the right wing. They stretch that 2-3 zone across Mitchell Nelson. He'll drive baseline. Not quite there. He's cut off by Winther. Now Reboff out top. Now Mitchell Nelson will drive again. The running one-hander across the lane is good as Nelson elevates and tosses that one home. And it's 42-38. Up the floor comes Cam. Hardesty here left side on the circle. Outside Winther. Bounce pass in the lane. Is stolen away. Tipped free by Bloom. It was intended for Tate Winther inside. Now Mitchell Nelson drives. He's stripped. Ball taken away by Bell. Two-on-one break. Bell across the lane to Hardesty. Now in the lane, Tate Winther. His bank shot rolls out. Rebound to the Wheelers. And a timeout asked for by Audubon. Michael Strasco off the bench to ask for time. 3:45 left to go. We'll take a break. Four-point lead for Audubon. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770.
.345 left in the fourth quarter. 42-38. Audubon with a four-point lead over Cam. We haven't decided anything yet. Audubon with the basketball. Back out of the timeouts. They bring it to the front court. They set up a screen to Reboff left side. He'll try the three. It is no good. Dances off the rim. The rebound tapped out. Chris Foos up with it for Cam. Ahead now to McAfee. Left side, Hardesty. On the circle now. McAfee lobs it inside. Tate Winther goes to the rack. The one-hand toss, no good. Off the back iron. Rebound off the floor. Picked up by the Wheelers. Ahead to Jalen Nelson. He cuts through the lane. The wraparound underneath to Tyree Volk. And he banks. Oh, check. That's not Volk. That's Cliff Nelson in the ball game with a bucket. First time we've seen him tonight. McAfee to the front court. Hardesty left side. The baseline drive. The scoop. No good. The rebound tapped out. McAfee up, or Hardesty up with it. Now to Bell for three. It rings all the way around and out. Foos the rebound, though, on the putback. Chris Foos with a basket. 44-40. 2:50 left to play. Audubon by four with the basketball. Front court now with the ball out on the circle. Mitchell Nelson out top. Rebound. Right side, Jalen Nelson. Timeout, Wheelers. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it here during the short timeout. That's just the second timeout taken by the Wheelers. Each team has two fouls and a 30 remaining, so timeout's not an issue for either one of these clubs. 44-40 our score. Audubon continues to hang on to this small lead. It's been anywhere from 2 to 6 points over the last 6 or 7 minutes of game time.
Well, I think one of the reasons Coach Strasco might have kept those all those timeouts here until recently when he's taking these last two is because he needed to just catch your wind a little bit. It's been up and down the floor all game long and really intense here the last few minutes.
I'm not sure how much this is strategy and how much of it is just You know, kids are gassed. Give them a break. 2:38 left, Audubon basketball. They lead by four. The inbound taken by Mitchell Nelson, and now they're going to stretch the floor. They're going to make Audubon or Cam come out of that zone defense. Hardesty comes out to guard the basketball now as Mitchell Nelson drives by him down the lane, all the way to the rack, and a right-hand lay-in. Mitchell Nelson dribbled and knifed his way through the lane for two, and it's 46-40. Wheeler's on top, 2:15 left. McAfee out top to Bell. He'll load up a three. That is no good. Rebound underneath Tate Winther. Put back is good. Winther inside the board of the bucket. It's a four-point game again, 46-42. 2 minutes left to go in the ball game. As they get it to the front court, Reboff with it here near side. Out top, Cliff Nelson. Left side it goes. Bloom, out top, Mitchell Nelson. Nelson crosses over. Down the lane again. Oh, he's blocked and a foul call. He tried to go down the lane with that right hand on the layup try inside, and a foul going to be whistled. That's going to be on Austin Hardesty. That'll be his first.
Yeah, Hardesty thought he had the clean block from behind, but anytime you come from behind, it's likely you're going to get a piece of the hand or the wrist, and but the official saw.
Mitchell Nelson at the line for the Wheelers. His first try is no good. Not really a lot of free throw shot in this game, considering the type of game we've had. Cliff Nelson checks out. Lake Hacker is back in now for the Wheelers. One more free throw by Mitchell Nelson. This one also no good, and the rebound taken by Cam. Quickly up the floor come the Cougars. Bell, right side, is fouled on his way to the basket. Cut off by Reboff, and Reboff will pick up his second foul. That'll send Connor Bell to the free throw line. You got to be loving that if you're Brian Fogelman over there on the Cam sideline. Chance to hustle the ball up the floor in a hurry. Stop the clock and try to score, but not there. As the free throw by Connor Bell danced around quite a long time and kicked out.
He can't catch a break on shots right now.
Well, he got one there. Second one is clean through. If you don't want it to bounce off the rim, don't hit the rim. Minute 42 left in the fourth. 46-43. Audubon leads by three now. We got a timeout. This is taken by Cam. This is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. It's the Cougars' final 30-second timeout. They have two fulls left, as I mentioned before. The Wheelers have three timeouts remaining, two fulls and a 30. We're lining up for a pretty good finish here.
Yeah, that was a great outlet on that last play by McAfee. He's the one that picked up that long board off of his free throw and immediately got it to Connor Bell because he saw he had that lane to get up the floor to try to go to the free throw line. So it's good heads-up play. We're seeing a lot of that quick decision-making here down the stretch from both these two teams.
Minute 42 left. Wheeler basketball. They lead by three. The inbound coming to Bloom at center court. He'll leave it now for Jalen Nelson. Nelson across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Leaves it for Rebound. Minute and a half left. Cougars trying to stretch the floor a little bit defensively. They can't just sit in that zone. Now Reboff underneath, cuts across, takes the lob down low. Shot won't go. Oh, and a foul underneath. Well, that's a tough call. That came from an official who wasn't even close to the play. Reboff underneath against a much taller Tate Winther, and he's going to hit Tate Winther with his fourth foul. Winther stands a whole head taller and has those long arms. Reboff at the line misses the first.
That was almost a bailout, too, because he's going to need to do something with that ball pretty quick. He was stuck down there for a moment. He had no choice but to try to force a shot up.
One more free throw coming here for Reboff. The second one, no good. The rebound, though, to Hacker. Hacker sticks it back outside to Reboff, and they'll keep the possession. Wheelers lead by three, minute 15 to go. Bloom outside, now across to Hacker. Hacker left. With a minute four to go, 64 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Whistle that foul on Tanner Winther. That'll be his second. Both teams in the bonus. In fact, the Wheelers in the double bonus next time. Free throw on the way is good by Rebound. So he hits the front end of the bonus. He'll get one more. It's back to a four-point game again, 47-43. One more for Rebound on the way. That one's good. 48-43, a five. on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy farm mutual insurance from them, you own the company. That's Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita. Open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic.
...64 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We're in Audubon tonight. High school basketball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, KJAN, Atlantic, Iowa. And Audubon's going to take another timeout as Mitchell Nelson had a... They were trying to wrap up his knee, and he wasn't able to come back on the floor immediately after the timeout, so they were forced to take another timeout so they don't have to make a substitution. We'll leave it here. It's a short timeout. So that leaves the Wheelers now with one timeout. Cam has two. It's a five-point game, 48-43. Still plenty of time for things to happen here. Lord knows we've seen plenty of that anyway tonight.
Explaining, I think they're explaining to the Audubon bench that have to be charged with that extra timeout. A little confusion there.
They're going to have to sub for him, apparently. Oh. So they're going to have to sub anyway, then why'd you charge him with the timeout?
Huh.
Josh Lang checks back in now for the Wheelers. And Mitchell Nelson's at the scorer's table. He's already checked back in at the next timeout. Inbounds pass. Bell has it now for the Cougars. He'll bring it to the front court. Under a minute to go now in the fourth quarter. Bell. Oh, he almost threw it away. He did throw it. No, it threw it away out of bounds. I thought they were going to point Cam's way. Off. Reboff to inbound now for Audubon. Lobs it into Mitchell Nelson, who's checked back in. Nelson now to the front court. Crosses over out top, guarded by Hardesty. 48 seconds left to play. Hardesty fouls him out front. Just don't have any choice. At some point, you've got to stop that clock. 47 seconds left, and we're going to see a load of free throws here down the stretch. If the Wheelers can make free throws, they'll have a chance to win the ball game. Mitchell Nelson at the line. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Front end of the bonus on the way. No good. He missed it. The rebound taken by Tate Winther. Up the floor come the Cougars. Hardesty out top, across to Bell. Bell curls, goes right, stops, shuffles it back. It's Hardesty in the lane and stolen. It was tapped away from him. Reboff took it from him. And now a foul. Connor Bell reaches in. That'll send Reboff to the free throw line. Boy, Reboff just dribbled that ball right out from under Hardesty as he turned to go in the lane. Reboff to the free throw line now with 31 seconds left. And these are two shots. Now they're in the double bonus. Both teams in the double bonus as Reboff knocks that one down. Makes it a 49-43 ball game. One more try here for Reboff on the way. That's good. 7-point lead for Audubon. 30 seconds to go to the front court. It's Bell with it for the Cougars. Off to McAfee. McAfee out top. Now to Tanner Winther. He'll elevate. Oh, and he's fouled. Reboff went up to block that shot. I was going to give the freshman credit for coolness at the free throw line, hitting a couple tough ones down the first free throw. He is good. Tanner Winther had 11 points to lead the Wheelers at halftime. That's his first point here in the second half. Second free throw try is no good. Josh Lang is out. Blake Hacker is out. Mitchell Nelson and Tyree Vogt back in now for Audubon.
Well, Nelson had to come back out to get that knee retaped.
One more free throw here for Tanner Winther, and that one's good. So he makes two of the three, and a timeout asked for by the Cougars. 50-45, 22 seconds left to play. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bank accounts aren't one-size-fits-all, which is why Shelby County State Bank created the Go Bank account specifically for students. See what makes Go Bank the account students need to have at GoBankSCSB.com. Shelby County State Bank, banking for life. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics. And Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
Audubon with the lead by five in the basketball. They go to inbound. Tyree Vogt will inbound it to Mitchell Nelson. Nelson in the backcourt, and now he's fouled. That'll be McKee reaching in and picking up the foul. Jared McKee picks up his third. Really don't have a choice at this point. The Cougars just have to try to lengthen the ball game as best they can and hope that the Audubon Wheelers don't make their free throws. Mitchell Nelson, the junior at the line, he is 0 for 3 from the line here tonight. And it's two free throws the rest of the way, and he knocks that one down. Nelson, a 61% free throw shooter on the season. Hacker is back in. Vogt is back out now for the Wheelers. 6-point lead. Nelson's second free throw try is in and out, no good. Rebound, Bloom. Wheelers got the rebound. Back outside it comes. Jalen Nelson, he gets fouled. That's Connor Bell coming out and fouling. And the Wheelers go back to the free throw line with 13 seconds left. This is really about the Cougars' last stand here. If he makes one of these free throws, that makes it a three-possession game. And the first try is good. Jalen Nelson knocks down the first free throw. 42-35. One more coming here for Jalen Nelson. And that one is also good. Cougars inbound, trailing by 8, 11 seconds left. Bell up the floor, looking outside. That's Tanner Winther. They're looking for the three, now to Bell. He'll step up, he'll fire the long three. It's no good, it's out of bounds. It's going to turn over to Audubon, and the Wheelers are going to win the ball game. 1 second to play, 1.9 on the clock. They inbound, and that'll do it. Cougars will let them go. 53-45, Audubon a winner here this evening. Was not easy, but the Wheelers win it here on their home floor and advance in 1A tournament play. 53-45, Audubon over Cam. Back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggis & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Detter's offers a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514. Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs treats hundreds of injured athletes every year with their free walk-in sports injury clinic. They're open on weekends 9 to 10 a.m. Log on to millerortho.com for more information.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon tonight, where the Wheelers win the second game of our doubleheader by 8, 53-45, the final. take a look at some of the numbers for you here in the basketball game tonight. As this sure wasn't easy. It's really hard-fought basketball. In fact, two hard-fought basketball games tonight. Both these games kind of turning out somewhat similar. Wheeler's got off to a lead early, only to see Cam storm back. Audubon is off to a 12-5 start, had a nice early lead. And then the Cougars were able to roar right back, a 19-6 run as they make it a 24-18 ball game in that second quarter. So they turned a 7-point deficit into a 6-point lead. That would be their biggest lead of the night. The Wheelers, on the other hand, able to come back, and they took a 1-point lead at halftime, 26-25, made it a 4-point lead after three, and then made enough free throws down the stretch to hold Cam at bay. They did shoot great from the line tonight, but they made enough of them to help keep that advantage and win the basketball game in a real hard-fought contest. A lot of fun here tonight, 53-45, the win for Audubon. Cougars fought hard, but boy, they just missed so many opportunities inside tonight early in the basketball game where they really could have put more distance between themselves and Audubon early in the game.
Yeah, a lot of those close bunnies just within that 2 to 10 feet range. They just couldn't knock down a lot of those shots here really throughout the game. They had a couple of stretches where they got that going a little bit, but for the most part, there's a lot of those opportunities they're going to go back and look at and really kick themselves about. And, of course, both teams didn't shoot well from the free throw line, so I'm sure they're both going to feel bad about that. It's a place where you could have gained up a little ground there as well. But, yeah, Audubon did a nice job, though, of keeping themselves composed. Seemed like they were the team that was a little bit better in transition throughout the game. They got some steals and runouts on the other end and consistently were able to finish most of those on the runouts. So, so nice to see that.
Well, and it just goes to show you, too, anything can happen in the postseason. We were looking at four teams tonight that none of them have stellar records. Not a one of them has a winning record on the season, but we saw some real hard-fought competitive basketball here this evening between all four of these basketball teams. Unfortunately, of course, as you know how it goes the postseason, only two winners. Only the winners get to move on. And from here tonight, it'll be Audubon and Glidden-Ralston. Let's take a look at the numbers for you here in this ball game tonight. First of all, for the Audubon Wheelers, they ended up with four players in double figures. Pretty amazing when you only put 53 points on the board. But four players scored in double digits tonight. Tyler Reboff, the freshman, led the Andrew Bloom for the Wheelers. 2 points each for Josh Lang, Lake Hacker, and also for Cliff Nelson coming off the bench tonight. On the other side for the Cam Cougars, they had two players tie for team high honors. Tyler McAfee off the bench had 13 points tonight. Also Tanner Winther with 13 points. Probably a little disappointing 13 points for Winther tonight. He had 11 of those in the first half, but just was unable to find his shot attempts in that second half as the Cougars really, or the Wheelers really clamped down on him defensively in that second half. Also 7 points tonight for Tate Winther. Jared McKee had four tonight. 4 points as well for Austin Hardesty. Chris Foos had a couple of points tonight. Brandon Flathers and Connor Bell each had one from the free throw line this evening. Free throws, well, 9 of 15 for Cam in the ball game, and Audubon 9 of 18 from the free throw line. The majority of the free throws for both of those teams coming in the second half of the basketball game. So with the win, Audubon moves on. They advance with a 9-13 record on the season. On the other side for the Cougars, their season comes to a close. 3-19 is their final record on the year. And for the Wheelers, as I mentioned, they get to advance as they play in the quarterfinal round of the Class 1A tournament, as they will be playing as part of a doubleheader on Thursday night at Coon Rapids Bayard. They'll be part of the first game of the night, as the Wheelers will face Peyton Sherdan in that opening game of the evening before Adair Casey plays Coon Rapids Bayard in the second contest in Coon Rapids. That's kind of an interesting matchup. Peyton Sherdan was a pretty decent ball club playing out of the Rolling Valley Conference, but, you know, you just don't know what you're going to see when you compare conferences back and forth again either. Audubon playing in largely a 1A/2A conference, and Peyton Sherdan playing in a 1A conference on the season, so Wheelers pick up a win over a Rolling Valley Conference team tonight. They'll have to step up their game a little bit to try to do that again on Thursday night at Coon Rapids Bayard against Peyton Sherdan. Earlier tonight, it was Glidden Ralston winning 45-35 over Guthrie Center. Glidden Ralston will play the second game of a doubleheader in Greenfield on Thursday night at Nottoway Valley High School. They'll play the Wolverines of Nottoway Valley after Exira EHK and Griswold do battle in that first game on Thursday night in Greenfield. So that's how the second round of this Class 1A district sets up.
Just a couple other scores to pass along to you that have gone final here tonight. It was Esack County defeating Otterboro Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, 60-47, the final in that one. Also, it was East Union defeating Orion Maxburg tonight, 50-43. And the last update at the end of three quarters, it was Underwood leading Red Oak 33-22 in that game.
A lot of low-scoring ball games tonight in tournament play. They always say defense wins championships. Well, these teams, I don't know if they get tight offensively sometimes or a little bit more patient or deliberate, but they sure do get awful tough on defense when the postseason rolls around.
So, yeah, if it's anything like we saw tonight, it just seems like that it always happens in postseason for every sport, but that intensity level just ratchets up a notch. Everybody gets a little more into it.
You got that right. Well, again, let's take a look at those finishes for you here tonight. The early contest, again, it was Glidden Ralston winning over Guthrie Center, 45-35, the final. And in the game you just heard, Audubon beating Cam by a final of 53-45. Our next high school basketball here on KJAN will come your way tomorrow night. It'll be girls class 1A, second round regional basketball tomorrow evening, as Exira EHK will play host to Coon Rapids Bayard. And that's a little earlier start time tomorrow night. We'll have that one for you here on the air. 7 o'clock is tip time. We'll be on the air a little bit before that with the broadcast. That's in Elkhorn tomorrow night. Exira EHK hosting Coon Rapids Bayard and girls Class 1A regional play tomorrow night here on the radio, AM 1220 and FM 101.1. So, again, your final scores tonight, 45-35. Glidden Ralston beats Guthrie Center in the first game. The game you just heard, it was Audubon holding off Cam 53-45. That'll do it for us tonight. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Thanks for joining us tonight for high school basketball, and good night from Audubon.